very intimidating.
Lalit Agarwal has lived at the corner of 59th and Overbrook since the 1980s and says he was empathetic with those who opposed the naming of Wilson Goodway. So when they asked whether they could place a memorial to the move victims near his home,
for a few days, it's okay.
It was put up in October, but months have gone by.
I saw someone performing some rituals and I said, this needs to go.
His request was met with a rally and protest over the weekend. Agarwal says he had to call police.
The shrine has calmed the corner down because people wanted to deface the Wilson Good sign.
Maisha Sullivan Ngoza is a vocal opponent of the street naming who built the 3-foot memorial. She filed a police report Sunday after finding it was vandalized.
It was laying all in the street.
I had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Agarwal says he's been threatened.
If you remove it, harm can come to you or to your property.
Agarwal and Ngoza hope Councilman Curtis Jones, who led the street naming effort, will mediate. No word yet from his office. Cherry Gregg, KW News Radio.